all of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around, and it was snorting blood, and looked at me, and I thought, oh, no, here it comes.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in some reckless, slanderous speculation. Now, we have two animals for you this morning. Our first animal is... Now, what is that?
That is a squirrel.
Let's hear that is a squirrel. Let's hear that again. I've never heard a squirrel.
An angry squirrel.
I've never heard a squirrel like that. That's got to be a rabid one.
Straight out of Philadelphia, the Philly Voice reads, a Christmas-hating varmint in New Jersey broke some perfectly fine holiday decorations last week. They thought, someone called and thought, vandals had cut the wires to the town's Christmas lights because everybody was bummed out. They had it all ready to go, and everybody showing up for the big thing, the ceremony that was supposed to happen on Friday, but nobody can make the lights work. So they go to the security cameras around town. One of the security cameras in town captures the criminal in question, and it's a squirrel chewing through the lights, and they say, okay, good. At least there's not somebody out there, you know, intentionally destroying the Christmas lights. But however, John, it's the second recent act of vandalism in town. They say a week ago, some pumpkins were smashed outside an Italian restaurant.
Squirrels did that too.
And if the squirrel was capable of that, the town has even bigger problems.
The squirrels have now joined the war on Christmas. Animal number two, you'll never guess what this is by the sound, but let's hear it. Like, you hear it again. You know what that is? That's one of the ugliest animals out there. That's the possum. And this story comes to us from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. This was a thirsty possum who broke into a liquor store and spent the night in there and got himself apparently a bad headache.
And I imagine the possum in Walton Beach, Florida, probably not wearing a lot of clothing, probably like a thong or like a Speedo or something.
Well, one of those Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a female possum. And this was the day after Thanksgiving. This was Black Friday or Blackout Friday for this female possum that found its way into the liquor store. And the next morning, the liquor store came in there overnight. And the next morning, you know, the owner comes into this place and finds a broken bottle of bourbon on the floor. And then finds this possum on a shelf next to some of the debris. There's nothing left in this bottle.
He's got the X's over his eyes. He's all whacked
up. So the owner assumed that the possum drank it all and calls up the police. The police says, well, what do you want us to do about it? Call the wildlife refuge. And then this guy brings, the owner of the liquor store, brings the possum to, because it's all zonked out, brings it to the wildlife refuge. They look over this possum and they say, yeah, this thing clearly is not acting normal.
He's got to go to possum detox.
She was disoriented. In fact, we need the bad girls jingle here, because that's what this woman was up to the night after Thanksgiving. She was being a bad girl. She was excessively salivating and appeared to be pale. Well, don't all possums look like they're pale? Yeah. They all look pale.
She made some bad food choices, you know.
And it did. Yeah. So the wildlife refuge people say, we loaded her up with fluids to help flush out any alcohol toxins on this possum. She was good a couple days later, and we released her. Said the liquor store owner, when she came through, she knocked a bottle of liquor off the shelf, and when she got down on the floor, she drank the whole damn bottle of bourbon, and that's what happened to her. She got zonked out, and so bourbon and possums, I guess, don't mix.
Well, if it were, you know, George Jones, the possum loved his bourbon.
What is this?
George Jones, his nickname was the possum. And he was the guy that would drive his lawnmower to town all drunk.
Why did they call him Possum? Did he look like the Possum?
No, that was just his nickname. Probably, I don't know why they called him
all
the
Possum. All right, so if you got any brush with Possum stories, as always, we take those and we wrap up animal attacks. If you have a story involving the animal in question, those things are just, they hiss. And they don't have a good demeanor, the possums. I don't like
that. Sound like a good demeanor?
Yeah, 360-733-5476.